Okay, so today, so we're continuing in the third parak of Masechta Bava Basra, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Eil v'am sheish lam chazaka ve'il v'am shein lam chazaka. The following things have a chazaka, and others do not have a chazaka. Hayimam behema b'chatzer, tanur v'kirayim v'rechayim, v'magadol tarnagolim, v'nosin zivlo b'chatzer, ein a chazaka. That if you had a case where a person was keeping an animal in a chatzer, and he's a shutaf in that chatzer, or he set up an oven or a stove, or a rechayim, a mill in the chatzer, or he was raising chickens in the chatzer, and or he was keeping zevel, manure in the chatzer, so that is not a chazaka, even if he did it for 3 years and the other guy didn't say anything, because there's a partner, and he didn't do anything to totally change the nature of the property, which a partner would object to. He was just using it, so a partner sometimes gives his partner some leeway. But if he builds a tent of a high wall for his behema, or he builds a tent of a wall around his oven, his stove, or his mill, or he brings chickens into a house that's owned bishutfus, or he physically builds a spot that is three tefachim deep or three tefachim high for the manure, harezo chazaka. That taka is a chazaka in the property, even though it was a jointly owned property. Mishnah Vav, hamar zevein l'chazaka. If you have a drain pipe, there's no chazaka if it's draining into a particular area. V'yesh l'makom chazaka, but you do have a chazaka for the basic area. So you can't, the guy can't tell you get rid of this drain pipe entirely, but he can tell you to move it to a different spot of the property. Hamaschil yesh l'chazaka, a gutter in one spot for three straight years is a chazaka, and he's allowed to keep it in that spot, and nobody could tell you to get rid of it, because that's considered something that has more permanence, and if the guy didn't say anything for 3 years, that is a valid chazaka. Sulam amitri ein lo chazaka, an Egyptian ladder doesn't have a chazaka, even if it's there for 3 years, and the guy could say get rid of it. Tzuri yesh lo chazaka, but a tzuri ladder does have a chazaka, it's more kavua, and therefore it's considered more structural. Chalona mitzris in the chazaka, an Egyptian window does not have a chazaka, and the neighbor could tell you that I want to do a construction project in my property, and even though it's going to block your window, you don't have a chazaka to have the right to have that window there. Ula tzuris yesh la chazaka, but a tzuris window, which apparently is a much bigger window, that he has a chazaka. Once it's been there for long enough, we assume that he's entitled to keep it there. Ezi chalona mitzris, what is a mitzri window? So tiny that a person can't stick his head in it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh la malbein, if there's a frame around the window, even though a person's head is not able to fit into it, he would have a chazaka. It's a more permanent structure. Haziz a tefach yesh la chazaka. If something sticks out, a ledge sticks out, even just a tefach, that does establish a certain sense of chazaka. V'yachalimcha. So the neighbor, if he wants to make a macha, he's able to, because he could say that he's not comfortable with that ledge there, and he thinks that you're going to do something with that to make further construction. Pachas mitavach in l'chazaka, but if it's less than a tefach, then it's nothing, so it doesn't establish chazaka. Vein yachalimchos, and the neighbor can't make any macha'a if he wants to put such a tiny thing, such a tiny ledge. He can tell you to remove it if you want to, if he wants to do construction of his own property and it's getting in the way, but he can't stop you from putting it there in the first place if he's not otherwise using that area. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we learned that there are certain things that have a chazaka, certain things that don't have a chazaka. If you are, we're talking about chatzar ashutfim, so if one shutaf uses the property for three straight years for placing things there, an oven, a behema, things like that, it's not a chazaka, but once he starts making structural changes, that becomes a chazaka. And then in Mishnah Vav, we learned that a drain pipe does does not have a chazaka, but to leave it in that exact spot, but he does have a chazaka to have it in general. And the same is true, gutter, he does have a chazaka, because that's a more permanent thing. And then we said two different types of ladders, some do have a chazaka, some don't. Two different types of windows, some do have a chazaka, some don't. The chalon ha-mitzvus is a tiny type of window that does not have a chazaka, you can't even stick your head into it. But if you make a frame around the window, then it's more permanent and does have a chazaka. And then we said that there are two types of ledges. If the ledge is a tefach and it goes out and you build it over into your friend's property, so that you do have a chazaka for, and therefore the guy can make a macha'a. But if it's less than a tefach, you don't have a chazaka for it, and therefore the neighbor cannot make a macha'a when you choose to build such a ledge. Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin.